It was just before he died.
Yeah.
And he's holding me very well with that hook. You know, there I am. My head's in his hook. And
yeah. That's something to remember.
Yeah. Well, I was too young to remember, but I see the pictures, and that's me. Mm-hmm. But my grandmother, my dad's mom, was wonderful for storytelling. She lived to be 82,
mm-hmm.
and she was wonderful for storytelling and things like that. And my mom's mom died when I was about 5 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I remember being just heartbroken.
Yeah.
She was so special to me.
Yeah.
But that's about all I remember.
She took care of you a lot.
Yeah, well, she had stomach cancer, and my mother took care of her until her death.
Oh, okay.
So we were down there every day. But oatmeal spice cakes and Fig Newtons. I always associate those things with my grandmother. And I really hate Fig Newtons to this day.
but they're good for you.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so did you mention what your mother's father did?
He worked in the mill.
He was the mill worker.
Mm-hmm.
And the father's... Sorry.
My dad's dad, I'm not sure what, I think he did whatever he could.
Okay.
My dad's dad suffered from epilepsy,
oh.
and so it was hard for him to,
yeah.
you know, he was high risk.
Yeah, that's tough. Okay. Tell, are you married?
I am.
Okay, what's his religion and education and so forth?
High school education. He's also a Latter-day Saint.
Okay.
He works at a lumber yard in sales and in some inside management.
Okay.
He has his own department that he's responsible for.
I see. Did you meet in high school or something like that?
No, we didn't. No. We went to rival high schools and didn't even know each other existed until a couple of years after we both graduated. We met at a church function.
Okay. You're the... second person in 2 days has told me a similar story.
Is that right?
Yeah, the lady yesterday, they actually didn't meet till they were 30, and he lived up in Segunda, and she lived down in Trinidad, and they somehow met.
That's something.
Yeah. Do you know what his ancestry is? What, German, Irish?
I really don't. I really don't know what his background is. I know he has a lot of Native American in him.
Okay. Uh-huh. How about you?
I have a lot of German, and I also have Cherokee,
okay.
Indian, a lot of hillbilly. I don't really know where. I know my ancestors came from the south, but before that, I don't know where they came from exactly.
Did they come straight to Sanford or Manassas? Or do you know that?
I don't. I really don't.
Are you related to Jack Dempsey?
I'm not. But okay. I had the privilege of meeting him when I was 9 years old.
Okay, that's right. That's what I remember from last year. Okay, tell me a little bit about Manasseh, if you would.
There's not a lot to tell. Manasseh is 1 mile square. It is less than 1,000 population. It is, I don't know what the percentage would be. I say 50-50 Anglo-Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
50-50 Mormonism, Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the main races and religions here in town.
Right.
I don't recognize or define either one. We're just a community, and people are so good to help. There's not a lot of prejudice or anything like that here.
Mm-hmm.
People are just good to help each other. There's really not a whole lot to tell. It was Mormon settlers came in back in the 1800s, and there was nothing here. A few Hispanic people were here, and they helped the Mormon settlers, and that's the only reason why they survived. And that's just about all I can tell you about Manasseh.
Yeah.
Although a very old Hispanic man told me when I first married and moved to this town that the M on the mountain stood for Mormons, Mexicans, and mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes? Mm-hmm. You get a lot of mosquitoes here?
We have in the past, but we're very, very dry and have been for a few years, and so the mosquitoes have been...